What the? Where is this? What happened to my dimension? Where did my hunting ground go? Human, answer me. Where am I? Earth? What world is that? Such a horrible name for a world. You literally named your planet Dirt. Why are you staring at me dumbfounded? Have you never seen a harpy? Pitiful human. What boring lives you almost leave if harpies don't exist in this dimension. What nonsense are you talking about? Not censored? What idiocy are you blabbing on about? Answer me, human. What do you mean by this not censored talk? What? A card game. A grown man playing a card game for children. What foolishness is this? Are you some madman? Am I in some fever dream from one of my sister's perfumes? Huh. What is this tiny, thin pasteboard you're shoving into my talon, humans? I don't wish to play your children's card game. Hold on a minute. Why am I on this card? Cyber Harpy Lady. That's not my name. My name is Ira. Are you some sort of stalker artist capturing my likeness? Wait. All my sisters are on these cards too? Silence your pathetic screams. That was hardly even a love tap. You're lucky I didn't even use my talons, human. Cease your struggling, human, or I will crush your manhood in my foot talons. Now, I'll ask you once more. Why am I on these cards? Ugh, again with this nonsense of a children's card game. Oh, you speak true then? If you are indeed being honest then, explain why am I here? So, in this world of yours, monsters live with humans, but don't try to kill and hunt each other? Well, certainly it's a strange way to go about things, unlike in my dimension. Normally we just hunt and kill your kind, and maybe use you to procreate. Now, despite monsters living with humans in this world of yours, I apparently only exist just from this card game of yours. That's distressing, to say the least. However, what is this card game called? Yu-Gi-Oh. What sort of stupid name is that for a game? You literally named the game Game-Oh. Foolish, indeed. And what is this about me not being censored when you saw me? Who would dare want to hide my alluring form? Konami? Who or what is this Konami that would dare to assume I would want to be covered up like some common peasant? All right, fine. Show me your childish cards. So in this world, this Konami makes the cards? Yes. Yes, I'm looking at the card that is apparently me. I don't see any issue. My likeness is accurate enough, although your world's artist can't possibly hope to fully capture my fair visage accurately. Okay. This is the same card. I don't see any Why are spikes on my outfit gone? In fact, why is my cleavage so petite in this card? I'm clearly far more well-endowed than this pathetic interpretation. It's bad enough they don't even have my name. So here in your world, you have two sets of cards that this Konami person makes. So in this land you call Japan, me and my sister's likenesses are left immaculate, but in your Western version of this silly game, they cover us up. What nonsense is that? Is this Konami afraid children will poke their eyes out on my outfit through the cards? Well, yes, I know I'm physically here now, human, but that's beside the point. Are all players of your game fully grown men like you, human? A good deal, you say? The arrogance of this Konami. To force me and my sisters to hide our beauty. There are no words that can encompass my seething hatred at this transgression. Eh? Hmm? You have a term? What is it then, human? Fuck Konami. Hmm. Strangely, as primitive as that phrase sounds, I like it. It does have a nice ring to it that conveys my disdain. Scream it, huh? Very well. Fuck Konami! That actually was somewhat relieving. Now then, human, explain to me just what exactly happened to bring me here. Oh, fine. Very well. My name is Ira, not Cyber Harpy Lady. Whatever the card said my name is. What is yours, human? Plain and unassuming as names go, then. Again, I never really bothered to learn your names when we'd hunt and kidnap you in my dimension. So this contraption is what you play your silly game on? A dual disc. My, what amusing names you silly humans give your toys. So how does this work? Holograms? So like illusion magic in my world, then. I understand. So then this unwieldy thing makes some sort of illusion recreation of your cards that represent us and then make it tangible. If that's the case, how come I'm here now? Did you use some sort of occult means to summon my actual self here and not this hologram version of me? A blackout? Is that common? So before this blackout, you were recharging this dual disc's energy source, and after the light returned, it was acting strangely? Intriguing. Then what happened? You activated, placed this card version of me on it, and then it surged with electricity. Well, now that you mention it, in my world there was an incredible fierce storm, and then a huge hole appeared in the sky. It pulled me so hard. Next thing I knew, and here I am. Well, what a strange twist of fate. What are you staring at? Yes, of course my wings and talons are real. You wish to ascertain how real they are firsthand, boy? Oh, your cheeks were all flushed when I called you, boy. Aw, are you one of those humans who enjoys being bullied? Oh my, this is an interesting development. Here I am alone, in a foreign world, with no way to get home, with a human who is so delectably cute when I tease him. Where do you think you're running off to, boy? You're the one who brought me here. So by all accounts, I would say that makes you responsible for my well-being. Also, it's been quite a long time since I've had a man to indulge in. I can sense the fear in your breath, boy. Your cheek tastes sweet. Fear always makes you humans more enjoyable. You're trembling, sweet thing. Oh, don't fret. I shall not hurt you. At least not too much. Hey! Cease! Cease with your struggling! Now look what you made me do. I ended up cutting your cheek with my talons. You think you have any authority over me just because you inadvertently summoned me here? No. You have no power over me, lowly worm. Now stop this pointless defiance. Oh, what do you plan to do with your little dual disc toy? Summon something else to face me? Go right ahead then, sweet boy. See if you're lucky. So much for that working. Now then, how about I try my hand at this contraption of yours? Yes, here we are. Rose whip. I was wondering where my favorite trinket went when I landed here. So I just place it on the spot here and... Well. Too bad, boy. Looks like your cards favored me instead. Oh, yes. I love the sound it makes. Now then, as for you, boy. No. Now that I think on it, you have all these cards about me and my sister. So that means you also know what else we have. That's right. We have a pet dragon. Now, seeing as I'm bereft of my winged friend, I suppose you'll have to do. Pet. Now come, pet. Very good. Now let us begin by making you more accessible, shall we? Don't move, pet. I don't want to hurt you. Too much. Yet. There we are. Those paltry garments are now out of the way. And now that I can inspect my new pet, I must say, I'm actually surprised. Quite a pleasing frame you have there, pet. And this member of yours, already at attention to please your winged mistress, Ira. My. You are so adorable. To think I'd end up with such a masochist human. I will say, it's quite refreshing. Here, pet. Since I'm starved for some attention, I will allow you a treat. I will give you the choice of how to please your mistress first. Speak up, pet. I can't hear you clearly. Speak! Oh, dear. Such a bold request for a pet. However, you said it so sweetly, I can't possibly refuse. Here, taste my lower lips, pet. Lick me clean like the dog you are. Very impressive, pet. Keep licking. Give me nice and clean. Enjoy my uncensored naughtiness in all its glory. Your card game couldn't possibly match. Oh, yes. Good, pet. Lick my button. Suck on it gently. Don't you dare bite. Unless I order you to. Good boy. Do you enjoy my scent, pet? Well, you better get used to it. Until I can return, you will be basking in it until you can't even think about anyone else but Your harpy mistresses send. Ah, good pet. Spread me open and lick me clean on the inside. Very, very good. Be a good, obedient doggy and lick your mistress's nethers clean. Oh, pussy. Is that what you call it in this world, pet? Very well. Your simplistic words do entertain me. Lick my pussy more. Now, pet. Oh, such an eager, obedient puppy you are, pet. Do you enjoy my harpy pussy that much? You're looking so intensely. Are you actually trying to make me orgasm? No. Bad pet. I told you to obey my instructions, not act on your own. Now I'm gonna have to discipline you. Get on the floor. Now let's just restrain those loose hands. Your rod is so hot and eager. I can see it pulsing in such pathetic need. You enjoy seeing your mistress's face so close to it? Do you wish me to debase myself and phallate this disobedient thing? No, pet. You're being punished. For now, you'll only feel my feathers from my wings touching you. I want you to feel that quaking ache in your core. How precious. Your face shows so much want. Do you want it that bad, pet? Do you want me to breathe on your manhood? Look at you. How pathetic. I'm not even touching you, and just my breath sends you into a lustful frenzy for me. Can't take it anymore? Very well. Beg me. Beg your mistress. You want me to vary you with your mouth? Suck your cock. My, such intriguing words from your world has for genitals. An obedient pet deserves a reward. Not too unpleasant for a pet. Your enthusiasm does make savoring you that much more sweeter. Now be a good boy and stay still. Don't buck your hips. If you do, I will bite your cock for disobeying again. Good boy. Just enjoy this. I feel you engorging. Better not buck. You know the rules if you do, pet. To give you extra incentive to behave, I'll just cut your body gently with my talons. Look how you tremble as I suck you and mark your body as mine. So enthralling the sounds you make and the way you squirm in pleasurable pain. Such a fun pet. Oh, about to shoot? Well, too bad. No. No orgasm for you, pet. Not until I say you can. Now, since I pleasured you, it's time for you to reciprocate, pet. I'm going to mount you. I'll even allow you to touch me. Let's free your hands. However, because I know you're close, let's wrap my whip around the base of your cock nice and tight. Yes, hurt pleasantly, doesn't it, pet? Now you won't release until I let you. Now, let's begin mating. Be grateful. It's not often I allow a pet to taste my body this much on the first encounter. Your face is so lost in the moment, pet. Are you enjoying the view? Your cock being devoured by your winged mistress's pussy? That painful need to release as my whip wraps taut around your neck, denying what you want? Squeal for me, pet. Scream for your mistress as your urge to shoot your seed grows ever more intense. Keep screaming for me. Let me claw your cute body with my talons and mark you as mine. Scream in pain and pleasure. That's right, pet. Grab my legs and buck up into me. Keep trying to relieve that ache in your cock. You know I won't let you. Keep trying pathetically as I use you as my toy. I can feel you throbbing so much inside me. You wish to explode? To spill your seed in a monster? Beg your mistress. Beg me! Beg, pet! Good boy. Here, I'll put my talons upon your bed and bend myself over appropriately. Since you're my pet dog, mount me like the bitch in heat, and maybe I'll allow you to finally release. Now come along. Mount me, pet. Don't make me yank your cock with this whip. Come now, pet. You can thrust better than that. Is that the limit of your want for your mistress? Do you not wish to finally release? Do you not want to furiously fill my pussy with your masochist seed? To give in to the basic instincts and maidest beast? Show me your appreciation for all the pleasure I've given you, pet, and give me your all. That's it. Much better, pet. Yank my hips into you. Just think of nothing but your beastly instincts. Good, pet. I'm starting to feel it. Oh, yes, it's getting better. So much better. So intense. Let me grab your balls in my talons. Squeeze them hard. You're throbbing so much despite my whip. I can feel how incredible this will be once I allow you to let go. Almost there, pet. Almost. there? Good boy. Such enthusiasm. I'm so close, Pat. Now once more. Beg me. Beg me for release. You want to come inside me? Such a unique, naughty words you have. Go ahead, pet. I've untied the whip on your cock. Now push it as deep as you can and come. Fill me. Claim your harpy mistress, pet. Yes, do it. Do it, you damn masochistic dog. Oh, so much yes. Very good, pet. Such a good dog. You filled me to the brim. However, you're not done yet. You claimed me. Now I claim you. Open your mouth, pet. Drink what you spilled in me. Very good, boy. Your face looks so intoxicated. Is the sight of your seed spilling out of your mistress that alluring? Don't worry. I enjoy seeing your face gaze at your... mess. You did well, pet. So much more fun than playing your silly little card game now, isn't it? Perhaps next time we'll try other cards on your contraption. And maybe have my sisters join us.